Barnhart.
Thanks, guys. Sit down. Thank you. Wow, I tell you, we could just go home pretty much with those manifestations. It's interesting because throughout the manifestations, you don't know what I'm going to teach them, but I did. And every one of those manifestations is in this teaching, parts of them. It's amazing how God works within our hearts and lives. Amazing. You know, we opened last Sunday, Barney did, with our topic for the next few Sundays, and that's peace. And he really did a great job on sharing how we can all, as much as lieth within us, God desires for all of us to live peacefully with one another. You know, and that's not just peaceably in the church household, that's peaceably with all men. And as much as lieth within us is a big key to that. So I want to look at a section of God's word today that really exemplifies and without a doubt shows us what really lies within us. So let's go to John, the book of John, chapter 4. Now you guys that have had your phones, you're going to get there a lot faster than me. But hang in there with me. Did I say John 4? Okay. It's John 14. I looked at that and I went, wait a minute, Vicki. So much for notes. John 14, guys. Oh. What's happening in this section of the scripture is happening just before they're getting ready to take Jesus Christ. Actually, before he's getting ready to give himself up to the soldiers that are hunting him and to be crucified on the cross. This is some of the last time he spent with his apostles, with the 12. And there may have been others, but we know they were there together. And they had had the Passover meal together, and he had prayed with them in the garden, and things were going on like that. So these are some of the most amazing things that he could have shared with them before he was to leave, to prepare their hearts. Can you imagine, just think about someone you live with, someone you've spent many years, you know, with, following, listening to him teach. Not many years, actually, his ministry was quite short, but there was a heart connection that Jesus Christ was able to get with people. So he's got these men that he loves dearly, and they love him dearly, and some really horrible things are going to happen. And he's tried to prepare them, and these are the last hours. So this information, I really feel like, is very, very important for us to continue to hold in our minds as we live through our lives. So I want to start in verse 25. And Jesus is talking to them, and he says, "Things I have spoken to you while yet being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Okay, so now he's just giving them some instruction here to remember. The Father's going to send the Holy Spirit in his name. And here's what he says to them. I just thought it's so powerful. He says, "Peace. Peace. Peace I leave with you." And he emphasizes this peace by using the word "my peace" in the next segment. "My peace I give to you." His peace. Remember when Barney said, as much as lies within us, we are to... This is what lies within us. Not a feeling, not an emotion, not a circumstance. His peace, the peace of Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to know how peaceful he could be, just read some of the Gospels and the circumstances he was in. And then in this section here, it is so powerful peace I leave with you. My peace, the peace of Jesus Christ, lives with you. That's what he's giving. It's like he owns that peace. And he's giving that to each one of us, to them at that moment and to us as we became born-again Christians. Because that peace is part of the fruit of the Spirit, which is the fruits of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's why he says above there, the Helper, the Holy Spirit. God is going to send that in my name to you and me. And then he goes on to make it very plain. My peace I give to you, not, big word, not as the world gives, do I give to you. You know, I thought about this when I was studying this, and I thought, I should just have Jeffrey back there flash this big, remember the 60s peace sign? Off and on up there, the peace sign with all the colors in it. And the, you know, in the 60s, that was the world's peace. You know, we are going to have world peace. And that's what they used to represent the peace in the world. And you know what? It had strings attached, right? You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You know, you do what I want you to do, and then I'll love you. Or, hey, let's just have free love and smoke pot and do whatever we want to do. That's freedom. That's peace. That's the world's freedom. That's the world's peace. And Jesus Christ was very specific here. That's not the peace I'm giving you. I give you my peace to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let your heart be not troubled. Wow. Don't get troubled over things. Let your heart be not troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Now, this is a very powerful statement here. Neither let it be afraid. This is the only place in the New Testament that that phrase is used. Neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart be afraid. Don't get fearful. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Jesus Christ knew that the Spirit of God was going to be poured out to us. God, he knew. God showed him things. And you know what? He's comforting them. And one of the most important things he's telling them is to be peaceful. Because when you're at peace, don't you make better decisions? When you're at peace, can't you think more clearly? When you're at peace, can't you hear God more clearly? Peace brings wisdom and understanding into our lives as we operate that peace of God that lies within us, that Jesus Christ gave his life for us. You know, in the Old Testament, the word peace was shalom, shalom. It was like a greeting or an exit. And many people think that that's what this is talking about. He's telling them goodbye and that he will see them again. But there is so much more in here than that. And that be not afraid, that the only place that that's used, it's really, I want to get this right. It points to the cowardness of fear. That's what be not afraid when he says to them, let your hearts not be troubled. It really is like, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. And it really is a tendency of cowardness when people are afraid. Okay? We never need to cower before anything the adversary puts before us. We are victorious in Christ. And fear only makes you feel more fearful. And more fear makes you a coward. You know why? Because then you won't do what you know in your heart you should do because you're afraid. What if? What if this happens? What if that doesn't happen? Oh, my gosh. What? And how about this one? Well, I haven't been very faithful. Oh, gosh. What if God, you know, I should have listened. I just, condemnation. That is being a coward. Don't let yourself become on that spinning wheel of fear. And I mean, used only one time. That speaks volumes to us, you know. And Jesus Christ felt it was necessary to encourage those men at that time with these words. He is giving us his peace. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Look in Galatians 6:22 sometime and read about the fruits of the Spirit. Peace is one of them. It is ours. We have it. We need to quit feeling like we have it in order to use it, to acknowledge it in our lives. It's not a feeling. It's a fact, a promise from Jesus Christ and Abba, our Father, that we have this peace. So don't wait till you feel peaceful to get peaceful. When you're not peaceful is when you need to sit down and get it on with God. Say, okay, God, I know that peace is in there. See, we have to make decisions that line up with the word so we can see the doors that God so much wants to open up to us every day of our lives, every situation, every circumstance, every headache, you know, every financial problem, God has the answers. We already know we can't outgive God. And if he's given us that peace, right, which he says he has, then we need to be the one to use it. It's not God's fault we don't listen. I'm going to ask him sometime, are you sure you wanted us all to have free will? I mean, it makes a lot more things for him to fix than us, but praise God he did it that way, right? He's an awesome God. All right, so remember that, okay? The next time you're up against a battle with the adversary, don't be afraid. Don't cower under him. He is puff compared to God's power. And when we use the power and authority that Jesus Christ put into our lives, you know what? He has to bow. So don't think we need to bow. Don't think we need to, oh gosh, I'm that good, so you know, I need to, I really need to pray so God might help me here. No, 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 no. He died, so we didn't have to cower before the devil. So don't do it. I don't care what he tells you. I don't care what he makes you fear of. Don't let him do it. And if you need help, you call a brother or sister and you pray together. You know this? Do you guys know this? This is ours to have. Man, it is something else. Remember, 1 John, that got brought up today. It's one of my scriptures. I mark it off. No. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in what? That's right. Greater is he that is in you. That makes you greater than anything in this world. Don't forget that. Let's look at a few more places where it talks about the peace that we have. Look at Romans. And go to chapter 5. See, this isn't anything we did. It's just one of the greatest things we have because of what he did. It's about him giving the power and authority to us so that his power and authority can live in each one of us and be all over this world and not one guy walking around trying to do it all by himself. So Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, having been justified. So if you ever start thinking, oh, I haven't talked to God much lately and oh, I really have blown it. I know, God, I told you I'd do it right. Stop. Therefore, being justified by faith. Whose faith? Mine? No, the faith of Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. Who do we have peace with? So if the adversary is trying to tell our pea brains through little words and thoughts in our heads, we're not good enough, we haven't done it right enough, we haven't done it right for a while, I haven't really abundantly shared, I really haven't been working in the ministry at all, That's what I say. When he starts that with me, get behind me, Satan. Because this says we have peace with God. Not through our works, but through what? Our Lord Jesus Christ. You guys, this is reality. Isn't there a song, something about this is reality? That just hit my head. This is reality. This is real. This is spiritual reality. Okay? And that's how we have to see our lives and the circumstances that we face every day. We need it from a spiritual perspective. God's spiritual perspective. And he has put Christ within us who obeyed God always. What a better thing could be in us. This great man, his spirit lies within us. It's God and Christ in us. We're going to see that. We have the power. We just get talked out of it. So don't get talked out of it. Ephesians chapter 2. We all make mistakes, and nobody is perfect. And we all need forgiveness, and we all need to go to God first and foremost for that forgiveness, and sometimes to each other. But we need to do it and move on. We need to do it and get on the road so that we are doing the things that we want to do because God has asked us to do them. Ephesians chapter 2, did I say? Verse 13. Somebody want to read that? Who wants to read it? Who's got it? Okay, Judy. Go 14 too.
For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Wow. You remember that curtain, the temple in the Old Testament, the curtain where nobody could go back there, but the high priest for once a year kept the separation from God and his people. He was the only one. Not anymore, huh? That wall, that curtain was ripped in shreds by Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ accomplished for us. And we are to remember that. For he himself, this is God's word, is our peace. Jesus Christ is our peace. That is where we draw our strength from, that gift of Holy Spirit. Man, he is such a, God is so good. Look at Colossians. You know, God really isn't concerned about what you did, even this morning, getting ready to come or whatever, or what you've been doing or haven't been doing. We've all been there. Come on. You know, nobody's perfect. But you know what he cares about? He cares about, okay, honey, okay, big guy, come on, what are we going to do now? Get back with me here. Let's move ahead. You know, let's love people. Let's spread the gospel. Let's tell everybody about my son. You know, let's walk in great love and commitment to one another. But I have to be committed to God like that before I can give or be an example of that to everybody else. So it's important to stay in harmony and light with God. It really is. Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to go to verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and what? Be ye thankful. You know what? Everything might not be going the way you want it to go right now, but I am sure if you sat down for 5 little seconds and thought that you could think of one thing you're thankful for, maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's just knowing the things that God has dug you out of in the past and walked with you in that moment. I don't know. He knows. You know. But man, let the peace of God rule so that we can be thankful and we can let the word of Christ, that's the next verse, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You know, don't take half portions in this. You know, you're not on a diet when it comes to God and the fruit of the Spirit. I mean, we can eat much of that, as much of God's word as we want. He wants us full and brimming to the top with spiritual things in our hearts and in our understanding and in our minds. And we need to. And he tells you, isn't that cool? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, he says. This is God's word. He's quite the cheerleader here, isn't he? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. There is the key right there to really operate practically the peace of God in your life. Read those scriptures if you start to feel unpeaceful. Because I'm telling you, that's the practical application right there. Let's close in Philippians. I'm then going to go to Philippians chapter 4. Weren't those songs good this morning? The first song, I was like, okay, Barney, everybody's crying now. My makeup's going to look terrible online. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, the songs, the words, they move your heart because they give you a chance to think of God and the way he loves us. And what, I mean, we've been redeemed. That song was so cool. And then God is good to me. I mean, really, seriously, can anybody sit in this room and say you deserve that? Yes, you can, because God sent Jesus Christ, so we could deserve it. We deserve to walk with our Father. We deserve to defeat the adversary in our day-by-day lives, you guys. And peace is what helps us remember and stay locked in to that silly battle he thinks he's going to win, which he is never going to win. And here is another great practical application of this in Philippians chapter 4. Let's start in verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. Okay. But I'm in jail. Okay. Does it say be anxious for nothing except when you're in jail? No. But I'm broke. Nope, that's not in there either. But I don't have a job. But I have bad knees. But there's no but in there. It says be anxious for what? Nothing. And everything by prayer and supplication. With what? Thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to your neighbor. Now, your best friend, your husband, maybe once. No. Let your request be known to who? To God. And guess what will happen? And the peace of God, the peace of God Almighty, which surpasses, listen to this, surpasses all understanding. You can't understand how this works. That's why you have to walk spiritually minded and let God teach you and show you. Take every little thing on your heart to him. Then listen quietly. Listen. Then do it. Do what God tells us to do. You and I have a personal relationship with God. When we are tied in that relationship and we're listening and we're doing the things that God has put on our heart to do, we have so much more to give to the body of Christ and to the world out there that still needs to become the body of Christ. But we have to do this. I mean, we're not robots. He didn't make us that way. We have decisions. We have to make up our mind to stay locked in with the word of God and do it no matter how I feel that morning or that afternoon or that night. That's our part. But God then gives us the peace which passes all understanding, and this is huge, it guards your heart. Have you ever thought of that before? Really thought that God's peace guards your heart? It's like a garrison. God just puts, and here's my mind picture of it. God just puts this group of angels surrounding my heart. And when I'm in fellowship with him and I'm walking with him, my heart is guarded in a way that is so powerful. Now, is it guarded when I'm not? Yeah, God's full of mercy and grace. God's going to take care of me. But man, to know that I have the ability to have my heart guarded and my mind, which is the most inner part of my heart, through Christ Jesus. Not because of my mistakes, not because of my greatness, but because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because of what he did, he made us worthy with what God will do for us if we let him. And believe me, people, I've had my days where I didn't let him. They're miserable. I mean, let's get honest. Yuck. Pooey. I don't like to go there. And God waits. And God puts that hedge around us. And God waits. And God waits. And the moment we go, Father, he goes, done. That's the kind of God we have. That's the kind of peace we can carry in our hearts. That's the kind of peace we can manifest towards one another as much as possible to live peaceable with all men. Right? Okay, God bless you. Thanks a lot for letting me share, guys.